Okay, so yesterday where we stopped in Lord Nimai's pastimes?
Jagannath Mishra went to this picture.
Jagannath Mishra went to this
picture.
Marriage. Lakshmi Priya's marriage. Okay. Now,
when Pandit was saying what
astrologer. Okay, very good. That shows you all are paying attention. Thank you. So now, there was one person, Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav Kashmiri, his name was Digvijay Pandit. Digvijay Pandit means, basically he was a very great devotee of Goddess Saraswati. He did so much devotion that Goddess Saraswati came and told him that whatever you speak, I will speak through you. And this person, he was so scholarly that you see any book in the world, that book was in his tongue. Means he knew that so nicely because of the blessings of Goddess Saraswati. So he knew everything on the tip of the tongue. There was, and he would go around the whole world and he would have a debate. You know what's the meaning of debate? Like a sort of argument on scriptures. He will win over them naturally because Saraswati was speaking from his tongue, and he'll win over them. And what he will do, he will get a Vijay Patra. Vijay Patra means a letter in which that opposite party will say, yes Baba, I am defeated by you. So like this he was defeating everybody all around the world, everyone. Now he came to Navadvip. So everybody in Navadvip were afraid of this person. They said, "Arey bapre, this person is coming here," and they were thinking, who will be able to defeat him? And if he defeats Navadvip, actually many people, they used to come to Navadvip to study. But now if this person comes and defeats the Navadvip Vasis, then nobody will come to Navadvip. So everyone was scared that this Digvijay Pandit, if he'll come, then what will happen? Anyways, he came to Navadvip, and along with him a big procession came of so many elephants, so many horses, so many people, because he was Digvijay Pandit, no? Means he had got Vijay over so, Digvijay in all the directions. He was winning in all the places. So wherever he used to win, he used to get all those things, those elephants, horses and all. Certificate is there, that is Vijay Patra. Apart from that, all these things, so he was coming with all those in Navadvip. So he came, at that time, Nimai was a Pandit, Nimai Pandit. Means he used to teach for his students. Many students used to come and learn from him, but still as such he was very young. He was a child as such, if you compare, he was very young. So Nimai was sitting along with all of his students on the banks of Ganga. All the students were sitting around him and Nimai was sitting in the center. And he was so beautiful. And the Digvijay Pandit, he came there. So all the students of Nimai told to Nimai about this Digvijay Pandit. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, he was meditating. He was thinking, now how can I destroy the pride of Digvijay Pandit without insulting him? You follow what I am saying? See, a good person, normally what we will see, if somebody does something, we immediately take revenge. Say, if you slap me, then I immediately slap you. This is the world, isn't it? That immediately. This is revenge. But there is something, you know, higher values. That is your forgiving. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was trying to think that I should not insult him, but at the same time, please sit properly in front of the deities, he should not sit like that. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was thinking how I will destroy his pride. So, he was contemplating on that. Now, Digvijay Pandit came, and when he saw Nimai, he couldn't stop removing his eyes from Nimai. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so beautiful, nobody could remove their eyes from him. He was so very beautiful. Anyways, after that, he came to know that he has come for having a debate. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, can you sing a poetry on Ganga Devi, the Ganga Devi. You saw, they were on the banks of Ganga. Can you sing a poetry on Ganga? On the spot, he composed a very beautiful poetry, which he sang for 3 hours. He sang at the speed of wind. He was singing, just singing. It was so beautiful. His voice was like thunder. And very nicely he sang for 3 hours. So then all the students of Nimai and everyone were really scared. This person is such a scholar. He is doing so nicely. Now what will happen? At that time, after 3 hours, he stopped. He thought, I have finished singing. So then, what did Nimai say? Nimai said that you have sung a very beautiful poetry. It is so nice. But I would like you to analyze this particular paragraph. What are the good qualities in that and what are the defects in that? I don't have any defects in my poetry. Nimai said, you please tell what are the good qualities and the defects. So then he started telling the good qualities, and before that he said, I sang in the speed of wind. How is it that you caught hold of, how is it that you knew this paragraph? So then Nimai said, by Lord Krishna's mercy, by Lord Krishna's grace, you are able to sing very nice poetries. And by the same Lord Krishna's grace, I am Shrutidhar. Shrutidhar means, once if you hear, it is immediately gone into your brain. That is Shrutidhar. So once immediately I have got, by Krishna's mercy, you are singing nice poetry. By Krishna's mercy, I can know what you have sung. So he told him to tell the defects, and at that, this way he was defeated. Digvijay Pandit. His name was Keshav Kashmiri. He was saying, Nimai pointed out, Nimai Pandit pointed out what are the defects in his paragraph. That time he started sweating, because it never happened in his life like that. He started praying to Goddess Saraswati, where are you? You were supposed to speak from my tongue. How is it that there is mistakes in my poetry? So then Nimai Pandit said that he was asking some more questions, and then all the people, all the students, they started laughing. Nimai said, no, you should not laugh. All of you, he stopped all of them from laughing, and then he told to Digvijay Pandit, you go home now, you come tomorrow, I will ask you more questions tomorrow. Did you follow up till now what I am saying? So then he said, you come tomorrow. So then Digvijay Pandit went home and he couldn't sleep. He was just telling, what is this? Why it happened? All this in my entire life, I never was defeated. How is this that today by this mere child I am defeated? So then he was meditating on that and he was not able to sleep. But somehow he fell asleep. That time in his dream, Goddess Saraswati came. And he said that, why today you didn't help me? Why you didn't recite from my mouth? So then she said that because it was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was Lord Krishna who was in front of you. So I cannot speak because he is my Lord also. Even I am a devotee of Lord Krishna. How can I speak in front of my Lord? Can you speak in front of your principal? No. Like that, how can I speak in front of my Lord? So that is why I didn't speak. But you have got the greatest blessing today. And what is that blessing? You were able to see Nimai. You got the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So she ordered him that tomorrow you go and take his blessings. Then she disappeared. So this way his pride was killed. And next day morning, early morning he went and fell at the feet of Nimai and he begged for forgiveness. And then he wanted to become a better devotee. And Nimai, he instructed him how he should become a better devotee. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki
Jai!
This way the Lord defeated Digvijay Pandit. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to show how you should be a perfect householder. How you should be a perfect grahastha. whenever anyone comes to your house, you should greet them very nicely. Not if someone comes, you just go running inside and you don't even care for them, or you just go and keep on putting your channels in the TV. No, that is not respect. When someone comes, you should give them a seat to sit, and then you should give them water at least. Don't, so this way, but you should be careful who is that person. Because sometimes some unwanted persons also come. But you should be careful. But if you know that person, please invite them, give them a seat, and you should give them water. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whoever used to come to his house, he should invite them very nicely. Once 20 sannyasis came to their house. So, and there was nothing at home. So, Chaitanya told to Sachi Mata and Lakshmi Priya Devi that please cook for them. There's nothing at home. What they'll cook for 20 sannyasis? But immediately after some time, somebody came and gave rice, they gave dal, whatever is required to make prasad for all the 20 people, because it was by the arrangement of Lakshmi Priya. Because Lakshmi Priya is goddess of fortune herself, she is Lakshmi Devi herself. So she got all the ingredients, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lakshmi Priya, they served this 20 sannyasi so nicely that everybody was thinking, who are these people? Are they some demigods? Because so nicely they are getting treatment from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lakshmi Priya Devi. Because they are Narayana and Lakshmi themselves. Isn't it? So like that, the whole the thing is, they were trying to show that how you should serve your guest. Then one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and told Sachi Mata and Lakshmi Priya that I have to go to East Bengal for some time. So then, he went to East Bengal. And everybody in East Bengal was very happy, because all these days they were trying to collect money to come to Navadvip to study under Nimai, because Nimai Pandit is a very great scholar. But now they didn't have money, they were trying to collect money, but still they couldn't collect money. Now they all felt very happy because they will get education very free, because Nimai Pandit has come there. So thousands of people came to study under Nimai Pandit in East Bengal. And here what happened? Lakshmi Priya could not bear the separation from the Lord. Please fold your legs. Thank you. So she said, Lakshmi Priya, she couldn't eat her food. She couldn't sleep because she couldn't bear the separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then, but she couldn't show to others. She didn't want to show her grief to others. So she would pretend to sleep. She would pretend to eat something. But internally she was suffering because she couldn't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it was so intense that one day she went at the banks of Ganga. She sat down and she was totally meditating on the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And she meditated in such a way that she thought that she caught hold of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She placed them on her chest and she was totally meditating on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And she left her life because she couldn't bear the separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So she left her life. At that time, when Sachi Mata came to know about this, she started weeping, she started crying. And the whole of Navadvip, everyone was crying because Lakshmi Priya Devi left her, she ended her pastimes. So then, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completed the education. Anyone, if they would come to Nimai Pandit, almost in 2 months they would learn everything. They all will become Pandit. They all will become scholars because they are learning from Nimai. So they all became scholars. Now Nimai was going to leave. He was going to come back to Navadvip. So they, everybody came with gifts. Everybody wanted to give Nimai something. They all brought so many gifts. All of them came and they gave to Nimai Pandit lot of gifts. And Nimai kept all those so that he can come and give in Navadvip to everybody. And then there was one Brahmin called Tapan Mishra. He wanted to know what is the goal of life and how you can achieve it. So what he wanted to know, what is the goal of life and how you can achieve it. So he came to Chaitanya and in his dream, one Brahmin had come and told that Nimai Pandit is come here. You go and ask him. And Nimai Pandit is Krishna himself. So you go and ask him. So he went and offered obeisances. Obeisances means pranams to Nimai, and he said, can you tell me what is the goal of life? How can I achieve it? So the Lord said that, I mean, he gave him a lot of instructions. The main instruction he gave him was the goal of life is to achieve pure love for the Lord. That is Krishna Prema. And how to achieve it? By chanting the names of Krishna for the Lord's pleasure, not for us. Chanting every day so that I will get this, I will get that, I will get this, not for that. But to please the Lord. That is the essence. Then Tapan Mishra, he called him, please come 1 minute, can you come aside? When Chaitanya came aside, so then he told him that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That Brahman told me in my dream. Chaitanya said, yes, but you should not tell to anyone that I am Krishna. Then Tapan Mishra said, can I join you also? Can I come along with you? Then he said, no. You go to Varanasi and you cultivate devotion there. And later, this Tapan Mishra, he became the father of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, one of the 6 Goswamis in Vrindavan. So then, it's not here. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami is not here. So this way, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Navadvip. Everybody welcomed him. But at the same time, they didn't want to show they were mourning for Lakshmi Priya. And Sachi Mata never came in front of Nimai because she didn't want to show him. So Nimai was wondering, everybody is here, why Sachi Mata did not come? Why Sachi Mata did not come to see me? Then he went and saw, and then he came to know that Lakshmi Priya Devi had ended her pastimes. So even Nimai felt very sad, was weeping in his heart. But at the same time, he was consoling his mother. He was pacifying her, and then he was continuing his pastimes. Sachi Mata thought that Nimai should get married again. So there was another very beautiful girl called Vishnupriya. She was also the incarnations of Lakshmi Devi. She was extremely beautiful, same like Lakshmi Priya, because they are incarnations of goddess of Lakshmi herself. And she was the daughter of Sanatan Mishra. Lakshmi Priya was the daughter of very good Vallabhacharya, and Vishnupriya is the daughter of Sanatan Mishra. So she was the daughter of Sanatan Mishra. So Sachi Mata, she requested one devotee that you please go and arrange for the marriage of Vishnupriya with Nimai Pandit. And the marriage was arranged, and there was a devotee called Buddhimata Khan. He came and said, this marriage should be done in a very royal way, because it's the Lord's marriage. Please fold your legs, beta. Yeah, thank you. When you're listening to the pastimes of the Lord, you should sit like this. Yes? Yeah. So, you should listen to the this thing. So, Lakshmi, he said that it should be done in a royal way. I'll do all the expenditure. And in the meantime, then 2 more devotees called Mukunda and Sanjaya, they also come. We also want to spend for the marriage of Nimai. And the big ceremony was arranged, and Nimai Pandit was going to get married with Vishnupriya Devi. So they decorated Nimai very nicely. They gave him abhishek, they gave him a bath, and they decorated him very nicely. They gave him flower garlands. Same way, Vishnupriya Devi was also decorated very nicely. And then the marriage was held. And after the marriage, they walked on the banks of Ganga to come back home to Sachi Mata's house. When they were coming back, everybody was saying, they once said that they look like Nara and Lakshmi themselves. One said that they look like Nara, Ram and Sita. So each of them, they were telling their opinions. So everybody was telling their opinions, and this way Gauranga Mahaprabhu got married to Vishnupriya Devi. Shri Vishnupriya Devi ki.
Jai.
Shri Lakshmi Priya Devi ki.
Jai.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Okay. So this way.